How long has you been in the box?
How long you think you been in there all damn day?
Is there something I ain't told you about yet?
My eyes are burning. The tears help, though. I started letting myself cry.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this.
It's a box. It's got to stay a box.
But I'm going to get you high today.
In the hot box.
Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Hey everybody, Eddie Malden here. I am your host of the Hot Box. I'm very excited to get this stuff out to you guys. Been working really hard ever since my brother came up with his idea one night. He was just like, hey, let's do a podcast. We'll hotbox your car with some comedians. It'll be a blast. And it's been crazy. We've recorded a bunch of episodes so far. This is actually the third episode we recorded, but we wanted to get it out to you guys. These guys got some shows coming up. Two hilarious dudes on the hotbox this week. Alex Hooper, really big mover and shaker in LA. Really funny dude. He runs the best shows around town. He's got this monthly show, The Crave Comedy Rave. It's a comedy show followed by a dance rave. It's a blast. It's awesome. One of my favorite shows to go to out here. We also have Travis Irvine visiting us from New York. Really funny dude. Never met him before the show. Alex vouched for him, and of course, he was hilarious. And I'm super excited. We had this idea a little while ago, and I wanted to do a podcast that was just as fun for the comedians as it was for the listeners. Just a really good excuse to hang out and have fun and talk. I have nothing planned. We shut the doors and I hit record. We start smoking. I have nothing planned. We just talk about whatever comes up. And this episode was a blast. We talk about religion. We talk about random haikus. We do poetry. It's a phenomenal episode. You guys are going to love it. Please enjoy the first episode of the Hot Box now, right now. Sweet. Okay. All right. Welcome to the Hot Box, everybody.
Woo! Howdy! Yeah.
Hot Box.
I'm your host, Eddie Malden, comedian, and I make cartoons.
Random idea guy. This twin brother here, you know, sitting shotgun as always. The guy rolling the blunts, John.
Yeah. All right. Also, who else is with us?
In the back left-hand side, Alex Hooper, comedian, sometimes actor, and comedy show weirdness producer.
Oh, just all around awesome guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And texting on his phone.
Yeah, right yeah. In the middle of the hot box. Oh, yeah. Texting, more important
I'm
things.
I'm texting Samuel Jackson. Right now.
Hell yeah. In the hot box.
How many things you been in there? All damn day!
All damn day!
It's just 10 more days to be in there.
Also, turn the phones off just in case.
Okay, sorry.
Just get interference. It's all good. I also don't like to have any phones, so we can't fact check or look
helps.
Up anything.
Okay. I like no distracting bullshit, but the plane will crash if you have your phone on.
Right.
That will happen.
Of course it will. That's Travis Irvine, by the way, in the backseat.
Yeah, let's said that, throw that name
it's
out
It's not
there.
Samuel L. Jackson. I know you guys thought.
Healed it! All right. Hard to believe. I know.
It's me, Samuel Jackson.
Get these motherfucking blunts off this motherfucking car.
We have nothing to ash in, do we?
We got some. We'll find some.
Oh, let's ash in Superman's head.
Just for an update, an Asian guy just walked by and he was he gave us a look.
He might have known what's up. Do Asians know
he's
about?
He's on his way to the DMV. It's fine.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're right outside the State of California Department.
An undisclosed location looking at a Department of Motor Vehicles we're looking at.
Yes. We're inside hotboxing.
Yes.
All right, and what are we smoking right now, John? What is this?
This is, I think, what is this? This is the Purple Pussy, I believe.
Classic.
Yeah. Get a little heady action. Ooh, nice smoke rings.
Yeah. Did you see that, audience?
Yeah. Oh, that's where they came to see.
I know, right?
Let's give them a few more.
Well, I originally thought this was the Hot Books podcast. I was like, oh, we're going to talk about popular books. I'm really excited about that.
You didn't need to bring all the hardcovers, man.
I would support that book club so hard. The high book club. I remember that.
Yeah.
Just smoking and reading books.
Yep.
Talking about it, wine and cheese at least. Yeah.
Just make it a very formal event.
Yeah. I can't wait until like 100 years from now when it's totally legal and all the whole like weed's very vilified right now.
Stigmatized.
I could totally see just like 50-year-old women Sunday afternoon just after church. Just
oh, sure.
Smoking bowls.
Bridge.
I would light up right in church. There is a pot church in Los Angeles that like they do that. Like
that's is
like
it really?
It's a dispensary that they made into like a church, essentially. Oh,
Jesus.
Like, yeah, and it's
that's like a cash cow of like biblical proportions. People coming in to donate to the dispense and donate to Jesus.
That's it.
Oh my God.
That's it. Do you say it's a dispensary that turned into a church, or is it a church that turned into a dispensary?
I'm not sure which way they went. I imagine it was probably a dispensary first, and there was just a very religious guy who was on board with
it. No, you want to be like those bars that have the stained glass window in it first. Yeah. It was a church first, and we got to this now.
Yeah. They saw the writing on the wall and was like, you know what?
We're filling this void.
Jump ship.
We're doing it.
Where are we?
Where is
Ashes.
I don't even know.
Oh, man. Right
here. I don't know, man. Yeah, anything to get me to go back to church.
I haven't been in forever.
Too long. My grandmother used to make me go to church. Like, not often, but only on, like, the holiday times, which is, like, the worst time. That's a terrible time to go.
That's when Mass is longer.
That's the only time I do it. It's Christmas.
Christmas church is fun. It's a little
church,
more.
Man, they turn off the lights. They light the candles.
You can fall asleep.
Yep.
You have faith.
No one cares.
Nah, it's never been my thing. I don't do religion.
No.
Nope. Not at all.
Ever? Even raised?
No. My parents are completely unreligious. They're none of them are religious at all. And it's never been something I responded to.
Well, you're lucky in that sense. You kind of grew up without that filter. So many people kind of grow up with that kind of beaten into them. We went to Catholic school for like 12 years, you know, all through middle school. I didn't have a choice than to but be afraid of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, see, I don't discount anyone's beliefs or anything like that, but I just like, it's just something that I've never understood. And I understand being a child, like, and you know, being too afraid to think any differently or just too, you know, just not...
It's
not realizing.
It's just what your parents tell you. It's like that's just what's there. It's
and it was never something that was there for me. And so like even my I remember I had this time. I remember the first time I ate at one of my best friend's house when I was like 7 years old, and they sat around and they said grace before they ate dinner, and I started laughing hysterically because I was so uncomfortable
during someone else's prayer.
I wasn't laughing at them, but I was so uncomfortable with what was happening. I didn't know what to do.
It was like a very serious
my
moment.
Response was just that I couldn't
like any
myself.
Child does some you know in an embarrassing situation.
Did you have at least an idea of what was going on, or was it like, who are we talking to?
I did. No.
Is there a guy in the attic?
Granddad?
Like, you knew other people believed in Santa Claus,
right?
Some guy named Jesus is upstairs. They don't want to piss that guy off.
Who's everyone looking up at?
But they had one of those like graces, like that you say, like it's not like a personalized grace. Like it's, they have one of those like God is good, God is great. Everybody come and masturbate.
It rhymes. Like, it rhymes in a song.
Literally,
so
what
remember.
Ours was growing up. Yeah,
yeah.
That was ours.
I stole it directly from your diary, actually. But yeah, man. I don't know. It's just something I've never been on board with.
But you're not like an outspoken, like anybody who believes in this stuff is an idiot kind of thing, or you just don't relate to
it? No, I just don't relate to it, and I just hate how much tension and I just hate the amount of tension and problems that arise because people believe so firmly. Somebody told me recently, somebody was like, I was like, do you care that I don't believe in heaven and hell? They're like, or that I don't believe in God? He's like, oh no, I don't care. I think everyone's entitled to their own beliefs. I just feel sorry for you that you're going to hell.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Whoa, man.
Dude, that's
Jesus.
Not fair.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. See, that's...
And how are like, you not all put by that a little bit?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Right.
Well, it's like, when the way I was raised, like, we Catholic church, like, every Sunday, we went to Catholic school.
Good half in, half out. Our dad never went.
Yeah.
Our mom made us go.
That was the kicker.
Our dad smoked weed, probably.
Yeah, right?
As soon as we left.
As soon as we left.
But it was weird, because it's like, we would always get these messages in school, and it's like, a lot of it, I really look back fondly at my Catholic upbringing. I think I learned a lot of great things about it. I think you can learn, I think if you take the right messages away, like if you look at like what Jesus said, like if you just look right at what he said, it wasn't about abortion.
Catch the broad strokes.
He never said anything about gay guys or anything. It was just all, hey, treat everybody how you want to be treated.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, be a good dude. That was, you know, I think... Right.
That stuff kind of stuck.
I think what happens is it's really, like, people just take that great message and fuck it up. Like, that, like, that
so
dude, honestly...
With it however they
for
want.
Power and control, man. That's what it's for.
Yeah, some asshole comes and just interprets it however he wants because he know that people will listen, and then all of a sudden...
And then now that guy has a job out of it, and he's making money, he doesn't do another job, he can just stand up, you know, in front of a crowd once a week.
So maybe this is a good segue. What do you guys think about the Pope? Because you guys are Catholic. I mean, I'm Presbyterian. I don't know what that means, but that's how I was...
I think, so Catholics, with Catholics, it means that we think the Pope is infallible when it comes to matters of the church. I think that's what the Catholics believe, is that if, like, the Pope says something, you know, referring to the church, we think he's infallible.
He can't say anything wrong.
Right.
But it's odd. It's like... When we were growing up, it was Pope John Paul II who was like,
I was on board with that guy.
Ass.
I was cool with being a Catholic.
He was a big Pope. Yeah, he was a big one. He was great. He was a great Pope.
Great Pope.
Great dude. Yeah. It's really like having like a good pitcher in your lineup. It's very odd.
Solid president for 40 years.
After him, he split, and then there was this other guy who you were kind of like, he wasn't as endearing a figure. Wasn't as interesting or polarizing.
Maybe it was
and he played
less
a
on board
like,
with.
He played a lesser role, I feel, in at least my life as a Catholic. I don't know. It was odd. It seemed like because he was less of a big deal, nobody really cared. He's kind of a face more than anything. It's
old
odd.
Guy. He's an old guy.
Yeah.
Old guy with the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or he's infallible. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
What if he just calls it? What if it's every day? He's like, oh, that milk's bad. He just calls it. What if, just, like,
Red Sox are going to lose?
Yeah.
Well, he just wakes up, and then he's got something. I don't know what it is, but...
I don't think he's making, like, football bets.
That's like the
Maybe that's how the church makes their money, and that no one knows.
Sports
it's just the Pope's infallible, and he's been making sports bets for a couple hundred years.
That could be it.
I would be back on board with the church if I knew it was that, to be honest.
But to answer your question, it doesn't affect...
It's like the book in, like, Back to the Future 2. Yeah. Like, I know all the answers.
That Biff created Catholicism. That'd be the greatest twist. Holy Lord. There's somebody write that movie real fast, and that'll offend some people.
All right, I'm bringing
people.
Out my phone right now.
Phone. Google it. Make brilliant script, please.
Shit, he did it first. House Party has already been written.
Yep, sorry, guys. It's already been transferred to Sony. They purchased it.
Oh, fuck.
No. All right, next round's on me.
Phones would like...
That's Hollywood, baby.
Yeah.
Moving
fast.
Moving from the hot box. It's already got a sequel.
Son of a bitch.
But, just got optioned into a book.
Yeah, you got a whole series.
No, it has affected my life in the least, the Pope. I don't really go. Like, I don't go to church anymore. It's weird. It's like once we got to college, it was like... I didn't mean to bring it back to religion. What am I doing? Anyway... Once we got to college, we just stopped going, and then mom kind of stopped going, and it's odd. You kind of fall out of it.
Yep, you fall out with the Pope, and you fall into dope.
Yep.
Hey.
That's how you learn to
I'm
cope.
Doing so many drugs now.
Oh, man.
This
guy's rhyming. He must know what he's talking about.
I heard it from an antelope.
Oh,
whoa,
shit.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Can talk, y'all.
Jesus Christ. Get this man a pen and paper. He's writing the next Bible.
Sometimes I get, like, poem-y when I smoke. Like, I'll start talking in haikus and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Really.
That, like, I can see, like, talking in rhyme. Sometimes I'll catch myself ending sentences the same refrain.
Yeah, exactly.
but in haikus, you think in haikus? Can you?
I went through a whole phase.
I would love a freestyle haikuist, like
oh man,
like
you and nobody else
in a car,
baking till we can't no more. This is a
hot box.
Oh, this is a hot box.
Oh my god.
Like that.
Holy shit.
You know?
See, you would kill in Japan. Like, could you go tour in Japan?
That is like a rapper. That is stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Pure comedian.
It's that, and then they just bowed in.
Like, it's the hottest.
Nobody laughs. The audience just bowed
in.
It's like, that's it. We got it.
Super.
We have to make all the puns we can.
He's a haiku comedian.
Oh, snap. That's good. Haiku media.
Write it down. Tweet it. Text it. We just sold it to A&E.
See, like, we were talking on the way over here. Like, Travis and I were talking, like, do you ever listen to the podcast you do? And I say, I try to listen to most of them to see, like, to remember jokes and make sure I don't sound like an idiot. Yeah. Like, so I go back and listen. Something like that. We're never going to remember Haiku Medium when we walk out of here.
Nope.
Right now, I say I will, but I'm going to need to go back and listen and be like, that's good.
Beauty of the hot box, it removes that filter. You can't remember stuff. You kind of let go of what you're saying. It's all good.
I do that, like, when I think of a lot of my jokes, it's like as I'm falling asleep for some reason, I just get in this, like, weird kind of mood, and I just think of a lot of my jokes, and if I don't write them down, no matter what I do, they're gone the next morning. I've said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and gone the next morning.
I love when you find a piece of paper in your notebook and it just says something like blue chickens.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
God, that made so much sense last night.
Yeah. You don't remember you going on about these blue chickens, man? You remember that? Yeah, high material, 60%.
That was
80%. It's just not funny later.
Oh yeah. I really try.
The high ideas. That's just what they are.
Yeah,
exactly.
I remember the first time that I was on shrooms, like when they really kicked in. We were doing them with our group of like eight guys, like at, you know, their big house,
our softball team.
Yeah. Anyway, so you know, I was starting to come up. I panicked, grabbed all the weed. Ran into my room and locked the door, and then I just started writing shit on my phone. And I went back because I didn't remember any of it. Like 9 hours later, you know, coming down, and I just realized I wrote for like 4 straight hours on my phone, random bullshit that I made 0 cents.
Nice.
Do you remember that? A lot of 0 cents.
Yeah.
What did you write? Like, do you remember any of it?
He just wrote.
I kept saying, literally, like every couple of lines, it would be though. That was kind of the funny refrain. Was every couple of lines, it was, holy shit, when did I take shrooms? Is this gonna last forever? Why is this happening? I kept waking up and not remembering that I was fucking doing shrooms.
Like
that was my one shroom experience. That was my shroom experience. What I took.
Yeah.
And you wrote it in binary. Yeah. So that made it even more different.
All ones and zeros.
I don't even know binary.
I just channeled it. That's like, melted.
Dude, that's like Stephen King, apparently. My dad is a huge Stephen King fan.
Yeah, he reads.
And apparently he's written like whole like parts of books like and just and blackout sections. Drunken state.
Oh, yeah.
Goes into bars.
He has. My roommate read his autobiography and he talks all about it.
Really?
Yeah, that he would like, oh man, he would just get wasted and write.
I think to some extent, like once you maybe are in the routine of being able to actually write, you know, half of the battle is just letting go and maybe like, you know, being able to do it a little more organically.
Trusting your fingertips.
But just, do you think he's writing that then? Like, does that, I don't know if that counts. If I like black out and kill cancer.
Of course it counts, dude. It's coming from your brain.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's coming from. It's the same thing as being high. It's the same thing as anything. Like, you're just fucked up.
Yeah, the rule is you write drunk and then you edit sober. That's it.
I mean,
you just let it pour out.
I'm sure there's tons of spelling errors in his drunken writings.
Oh, yeah. You have to go back and edit. Like that's the thing. Like, same thing with a high idea. You have to go back and look at it when you're sober.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's not fucking retarded.
Fact check
it. Haiku is genius. I'm for this.
Yeah,
this is.
We're gonna go online. And there's gonna be so many haikus. It's gonna be like haiku.
Another. Yeah.
No, we can't. We can't do
that
it.
That thing
we're
is
cut off.
Blazing
we're in
hard.
A box.
Yeah.
We are in a car.
Oh my god! Wait, two unpublished haikus in how many minutes? Holy shit.
I'll teach you the secret. Just say stuff and make sure that it's going to work out.
Yeah, like, and just count while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Hold your fingers up.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I do. Burrito special, $7 for me. I have the munchies.
Holy boom. Shit, was that...
Haiku.
I feel like you missed a syllable in the second bite. Did you have seven or six?
No, I counted. I said seven, but I said seven.
Oh, you did that. Got it. Yeah.
Making up some bull shit. This is probably something we will delete. Yeah, you get there eventually.
It all—that's haiku, man. It all makes sense by the end.
The best part is it'll end soon, and then it'll be bad forever and walk away.
So we're starting our second blunt. I didn't check the time, so I don't. It's probably close to 15 minutes. But this is one we like to bring out.
Oh yeah,
we like blunt to thank our sponsors. Super official snack sponsor.
Hildy.
We have Hildy is one of our sponsors. Yes. Just a girl named Hildy who gave me $5.
Nice. Doritos nacho cheese.
I'm so glad Doritos is on board.
Yeah, Doritos. Oh, man. Totally
they
on board.
So stoked. You have no idea.
Yeah.
So we got bags of Doritos.
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 If you hate square chips, we got triangles. Damn
so,
it.
Yeah.
Doritos.
Yeah, cool.
Doritos. Yeah.
Their new slogan.
And
our drink sponsor.
Kool-Aid Jammers.
Wow.
The guy's trying to dethrone Capri Sun for the pouch.
Wow. We got Kool-Aid Jammers.
If anyone could do it, it's that giant, domed-headed, wonderful juice man.
It's a good burp.
Jammy.
It's a good burp.
Yeah, you guys really know how to treat a guest. Oh, we got the, not this. In a car? You got to be kidding me, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that, if you don't know what a Kool-Aid Jammer is, it's the same thing as a Capri Sun.
It's a pouch.
Bag.
It's a metal pouch.
Pouched, juiced kids drink.
I can't believe they get away with this. Like, just give me a box, goddammit.
Give me a box.
What innovation was this? I can't.
Oh, okay, so you're a topper. You're a top, if you will.
Yeah,
you don't go through the bottom.
That's
a much easier puncture.
It's where you grow up.
You just gotta have the right patience.
You gotta guide it in there. She'll know where to go.
It's going through the bottom, hard and fast.
She wants it.
No.
Got it. Nailed it.
You could probably write a poem about rape. And then just title it Capri Sun, and no one would know the difference.
Dude, this is like, it's Capri literally Sun, like giving, like how they give blood. Like, they stick the needle in, and I saw a little juice come up the straw, and they're like, okay, good, I hit the right spot.
And then, it's in there. We just stab it.
Yeah.
That's probably, is that how they train?
Do you think, like, no, that's got to be a bit. Someone's got a joke about heroin addicts being good with Capri Sun.
Every time.
I don't know. Oh, I missed.
How do you... Juco,
Jesus, dude.
Dude, you went through it, man.
Jeez.
I went through. Look, it's all right. It's at the very top.
I'm pretty sure this is designed for nobody but kids.
We're good.
Nobody but children should be able to.
If, for the folks keeping track at home, Alex Hooper took 2 minutes to open a juice pack that is made for an 8-year-old.
He went through it, whole haikus. Through. I'm pretty sure he squeezed it, it'll just. Haikus!
Look, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes like all people do. Please love me.
Yeah.
Found it. Found it.
Hi.
Hi.
Coo.
Coo. You gotta wait.
Yeah.
Long time. Yeah. Long time.
Yeah. The box definitely says ages 8 and down. Good one. It's okay. That's why I go through the bottom, man. It's easier.
You're right. I should
smash and grab, dude.
Hit it. Yeah, I feel like
Samuel, get out of here.
Samuel Jackson just keeps getting more progressively. So, you know, it is in the. Oh man, I don't even know. I'm so tired right now.
Hell, dear.
I'm gonna go lay down.
go back down in the hot box. I would love to knock someone out just from smoking in the back seat. Just someone passed out mid hot box. That'd be great.
That'd make for a great podcast. Just an unconscious person.
That's very true. I guess the people would love
that. Well, that's
that.
What the Doritos are there for. They're for lightning energy and cheese. cheese fusion. Everyone, I think it's the flavor we got. It's a it's a bright neon turquoise bag. Everyone know there's a tons of B vitamins in nacho cheese.
That is a lie, by the way. This is a red bag of regular
dude,
nacho cheese.
Dude, it's the magic of radio.
Oh, man, I thought you had a different bag up there.
Why are you denying me the magic of radio?
The magic of radio. I
put back on your horse costume and shut up,
I Alex. Feel like honesty is all we have to give.
The magic of radio. Who called... For what? How long did anyone get away with calling it the magic of radio?
Whoa, when did this hot chick show up? What's up, baby?
Guys,
there's like four.
Ladies, get out of here. I'm trying to record a podcast, ladies. Ladies.
I'm gonna suck your dick.
Ladies, later. Wow, later. Ladies, go wait outside.
Ladies, please. Stay here.
And they're gone.
They left so fast. Oh man!
But I'll tell you what. Did anyone else have an orgasm? I had an orgasm. Great. It was pretty great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know you couldn't hear it because they're silent, but you guys can see. You
I could have filled up a Kool-Aid jammer pouch.
Made a mess.
She did
here.
Say my dick was huge on the way out. I hope that's on the microphone. She said my dick was huge.
Yeah,
huge.
I was really impressed because I didn't think that.
Yeah, that's right.
When I saw it, I was like, it's all right. I mean, you know.
See, I can't make fun of his penis.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, guess not. She wanted.
Oh yeah, that's always a fun.
It's because
they wanted you to pass the Doritos back here. That's what they want.
Oh shit!
Wait a minute.
Sponsored by Doritos.
Doritos. I'm just gonna ask: are you guys twins in that area too?
We don't
never check.
You don't.
Would never.
Really?
There's some boxes we don't want to open. That's just.
I know my brother has a big penis. I know that.
You guys didn't. I mean, weren't you kids?
I think, the best thing, we can just safely assume.
Yeah.
Just safely assume.
Someone out there's just like me.
I'm not worried. Let's say that. I'm not worried.
Another guy's working with the same stuff I've got. That's, when I see him make a score, some kind of accomplishment, there's a part of me that's like, yeah.
It's
Asian chicks could like you too.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's working just fine.
Whose girlfriend is that in there?
That's
a friend.
Yeah, she's who's
affiliated.
A girl. Oh, okay.
Well, no, let's definitely have this conversation on the radio.
Oh, man. Yeah. You can be like those two twins in Atlanta. The, what are they called? They're called like the ATL. No, that's not them. That's someone else. There's two twins in Atlanta that are just these playboys. They're ugly and weird looking as fuck, and they fuck the same woman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like, see, if you capitalize on something like that on the internet, that's all you need.
Yeah,
it's just
dude.
To be.
Oh. Okay.
She's like a playmate though too.
Oh really?
Yeah, like they're like they go to all these like rich parties and stuff like that. They make a bunch of money through. They were just in a movie and shit.
Holy shit!
That sounds terrible. Hormos asked that too. He was like, "You guys have never banged the same chick." And
David Blaine, you can just drop that in there. That little guy. Yeah.
Never done it. Never wanted to do it.
We could probably pull it off. Yeah, that's how I felt, too. I don't think I'd ever want
I wouldn't have asked that, because I just assumed you guys aren't that fucked up together. Like, I don't think that.
No, that's exactly what he asked.
I think you're going to look at each other's dicks. I don't think you want to fuck the same chick.
He asked the London Bridge question. You know, that... Could you imagine doing that with a family member, looking him in the eyes?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Awful.
Howdy.
Worst experience of my life.
Howdy loves the Doritos.
Howdy loving them Doritos.
In a high box.
Samuel L., thanks for joining us again.
You're such a good color man, Samuel L. You really are.
Color commentary.
By the way, that is what I meant. I meant color commentary. That sounded awful.
You said colored man.
No.
Not colored commentary.
Let the record show. I said color
rewind,
man.
Rewind the tape.
I think there was no ED.
I think he said Afro-American, guys. It's okay. He used the, 1995 term. In between African-American and, black, they did Afro-American for, a week.
That's right.
You fact-check that.
History.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh, I dropped my Dorito. Shit.
This makes a mess of my car. It is. It smells terrible constantly.
And this is, we're two blunts in, this is when it starts to get a little foggy. I mean, start to
also,
burn.
The fact that you do this in a Lamborghini is incredible. That's you know what? Really just insane.
Yeah.
Hold on, so those girls are getting, hey, sugar. Hey, get
exactly. No, oh, they digging the ride.
See you later.
Bitches be gone.
We're working. We are working.
We're trying to work too, motherfucker.
Samuel, come back here. Come on. Stop running off.
Hildy, get back in the high bar.
No, get Hildy out.
Oh, get out of the high bar.
Well, how long has she been in there?
He just gets higher and higher.
How great was that movie?
I loved it, man. They said
really good movie.
So
they say the N-word 180 times. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. I'm going to pay for it.
I mean, talk about blanket audience.
You got me, Hollywood.
You were not offended by the...
You know what? Believe it or not, guys, I don't get offended by that word anymore.
Dude, I don't get offended by pretty much any word. Like, if it's in a... Like, dude, what are we supposed to do?
It seems pretty, you know...
For the record, I was never... offended by that word.
never bothered me on the record. But now it seems kind of antiquated nowadays to be offended by almost anything. Words, you know, people have done anything. People smoking on Bill Maher's show. People doing everything. People crazy shit. Crazy shit going on. You know?
Oh, that's right. Who lit up on Bill Maher?
Zach Galifianakis.
It was Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, really?
I think we were watching... I think the burn last week, and who was it? Ralphie May. Somebody lit up a joint. At
really?
The end of the, yeah.
Ralphie May. Yeah.
Yeah. Not on Comedy Central. Yeah.
No,
somebody.
I thought that movie was dope. I think it's ridiculous for people to flip out because that's how they talked and acted and what they did back then.
Right.
You know, like it was horrific.
Dude, read it out. Okay.
For a reason.
It's like censoring, you know, Tom Sawyer, yeah, right? That's argument.
You can't protest the past.
Samuel Clemens.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's a conspiracy, man.
It would probably come off as way more offensive if they just kind of danced around everything. And,
oh, my God.
And I don't know.
I heard a comedian dance around. I heard a couple comedians do it. They're like, well, I'm not going to say the word, so I'll use the word ninja. They're like, that is one crazy ninja. I was like, you can't say that.
I hated watching I Love the 80s.
Well, in England.
No, that joke's great.
One guy.
I actually
love one guy.
Love
get
the
it.
80s. I love the 90s, kind of a bit of a decline. But I love the 80s. It was a classic.
So everybody is loving our sponsor.
Burritos. You have to be able to hear the chewing in the recording.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
It's very audible.
There's not going to be just silence. It's just when there's silence, a sound break, it's just everyone eating.
No, I'm just going to put in plugs. Just tons of sound effects. You're all going to have robot voices by the end.
Auto-tuned.
This isn't going to sound.
This whole thing's auto-tuned. I hope you guys know that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. That was good.
Yeah. That would be horrible. An hour and a half auto-tuned podcast.
Oh, my God. I bet that exists.
A podcast about everything exists. There is nothing left to talk about that people aren't talking about.
Yeah. It's pretty much just... new ways to do it.
Dude, podcasts, it's the new magazines.
Yeah, I know.
Magazine, man.
Yeah. Stupid kids getting high in cars and drinking fucking Kool-Aid and eating nacho cheese Doritos.
Yep.
Yep.
This is the life we live.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we all make decisions in our lives, and sometimes you gotta trust your Dorito instinct. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you end up in the hot box.
Yeah, just follow the cheesy goodness of your heart.
Cheesy goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that nacho flavor. Mm.
Yeah,
nacho Dorito.
Get these Doritos away from me.
I ate a bunch of chips earlier today, and I don't usually eat chips. So the fact that I've been offered chips twice in a day, I have not turned them down.
Spaghetti in two meals, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a little much. Oh.
Oh, man.
I can't imagine, like, someone from, like, a third world country who's never really had steady access to, like, good amounts of food coming to America and just seeing 400... kinds of just chips.
Yeah,
like,
just not random even bullshit.
Not even food we need. Like, there's so much more shit out there. It's delicious.
I can't even tell what I need to keep myself alive anymore. I will eat I would probably eat Doritos for days because I don't know the difference. There's just too much bullshit out there.
I try to eat pretty healthy. My girlfriend inspires a lot of it in me. She's on the paleo diet a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what that is? The caveman diet where you only eat what you can hunt or gather.
You eat dinosaur?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You eat a bunch of dinosaurs.
The Fred Flintstone diet. I tried
it. Draws on the walls. She switched to an all fur wardrobe. It's really annoying in a lot of ways.
She's just shitting wherever she wants.
Oh man, she threw away the remote control because she said, "In my day, we didn't have a remote control. We had to walk all the way to the TV." Back in cave days.
And the TV was a bird. In a box, and
that would make quits.
He would complain every once in a while.
Appliances used to be funny. Now my lamp doesn't tell me anything.
Well, she eats really, really well. Just all.
That's usually
meat, fruit, and vegetables, man. That's it.
That's usually what will do it. The girlfriend.
I mean, that sounds pretty good. I like carbs. Good.
And she probably cooks sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah. She cooks all kinds of crazy shit.
I mean, I would probably love that for myself. Like, if I could have that on my own, that would be great.
Dude, today I ate three paleo blueberry muffins.
Holy shit.
Which means there's no bread in them.
What?
They were incredible.
Hold on.
Why is there...
You had blueberries?
Yeah.
You just had blueberries?
No. Like, there's a bread substitute that you make. Holy shit. I don't even know what it's made out of. I didn't even ask her.
That's cheating.
My guess is it's like fucking cauliflower or something.
Well, that's like it's the same thing with like that and vegan. You just don't ask, just eat kind of whatever in front of you. It's usually pretty good. Usually really good.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Oh, we just kicked off number three.
Yeah.
Kick off number three. Yeah. Man, I am getting fucked up.
Yeah, man.
Somebody help me.
Haiku. All right.
Haiku every blunt. Haiku every blunt.
Yeah, that was a haiku, not a cry for help, if anybody's listening.
I love it. It's a simple concept.
Can the safe word, the safe word is it have to be a haiku. Mm-hmm. Incidentally.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just have you reading haikus on.
And if anyone needs another juice pouch,
yeah, can I get another jammer? Can I jam a little bit more?
Oh, you're jamming all night.
Jam it.
Great.
Oh, wait, no. Straw came on.
Great sponsors.
I'm going to punch your mind through the bottom this time. I'm going to be that cool.
You're going to learn? You're going to up your pouch game?
Dude, I hope so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kool-Aid, sponsor.
Special thanks to Kool-Aid. Jamie.
We're trying to get a little bit more of the urban viewers.
Reach out to them with the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
We're the most well-informed white kids ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's the ashtray?
It's Superman's head.
We forgot ashtray. Yeah, it's weird little.
And the little toys. Oh, it just goes down so smooth.
So
can't believe it's alcoholic. I cannot do it.
Let the record show Travis Irvine just spent 4 minutes trying to open a Kool-Aid jammer.
Set the record.
I spent like 45 minutes.
And let the record show that Alex has failed his first puncture attempt.
It's okay.
Stabbing through. He's going through. Yeah, bam.
Done.
Going through the bottom.
Done. Second time.
Who was that first kid who just flipped it over?
That kid's a genius.
It makes more sense to hold it this way.
That was Bill Gates.
Yep.
That was Bill Gates.
Yeah, it works.
I do.
Yeah,
like,
this is kind of pointy.
It goes up.
Yeah.
No, that was Steve Jobs.
I went up
Steve
top Jobs. Just to prove I could do it first try. Just saying.
Well,
pro status.
Why would go up top anymore? It feels like I'm
the TO of Kool-Aid pouches, man. You knew that.
I did know that about you before we got in this car.
Yeah. You knew, you're like, Eddie, don't get those Kool-Aids. You're going to be a dick. I'm going to be like,
happens
I didn't
every
say
time.
Anything. I just did a dance. It was great. Your cough is insane, dude. That's not good.
Oh, yeah.
That's also in the soundbite of the intro. You look
not gonna be good.
Pretty zonked out, man.
Yeah, man. Dude, how could you not be? We're sitting in a car.
That's the thing is you can't escape it. It's not even after you take a hit, you can relax. It's just in your face.
That would be funny if I fell asleep on the podcast.
You're coming close, man. Oh, yeah. This is also where I put on sunglasses because it starts to get pretty
supposedly
foggy.
It helps is what he says.
And yes, these are women's sunglasses.
Oh, boy.
We were all wondering.
I mean, I also usually don't sit and smoke 4 blunts in a row regularly.
Yeah. Like, this is not a usual Sunday.
Every once in a while, it's nice, you know? It's like a nice Sunday dinner. Fill up.
I don't know. I'm getting too old for this. I'm trying to retire from
the force.
From my Pope job.
Dude, you got one day till retirement, man. You can't be doing this.
That would be funny if, like, on the day before the Pope retires, like... Like, he gets involved in just a bad cop movie. Or it's just like, man, I got one more day to retirement, and then it's like, Pope, the Vatican's on fire. He's bad like, just my movie. Fucking
love. Of course it is.
Pope Benedict.
Just shows. And that's a redemption. That's a redemption story of the Pope.
Yeah.
He wins us back through Die Hard-esque. Oh, my God.
You know what I just realized, guys?
That's the slogan, man. Oh, my God.
You know what I just realized?
What's
like,
up?
We were having this whole religion conversation earlier, and, like, Pope came up again. I didn't even realize the shirt I'm wearing right now.
Oh, what shirt are you wearing?
It's like, a picture of the
Don't
Pope.
Don't make me come down there. Oh, that's brilliant.
Don't make me come down there. Yeah, I love it.
That is great.
Quote, it's a quote from God.
It's all right. Don't make me come down there.
The billboards?
Yeah.
It's from one of those billboards they make.
Mm.
Jeez. Like, all over the South, there's these billboards that have quotes that just say God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have someone.
We're from South Florida, like driving, you know, up and down south through that, you know, going to
abortion
Georgia.
Billboards, like.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah,
yeah. Like, not
abortion
for abortion.
Heart.
Yeah, just like, don't have an abortion. It's like
hell,
a girl.
I've seen a dead fetus up on a billboard before.
A dead fetus?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, too.
There's him.
Well, that's Arby's new thing, man. Like, what do you want to do about it? I don't know why they picked a dead fetus.
Limited time only. 3 dipping sauces.
The show is also sponsored by dead fetuses.
Well, Arby's new dead fetus sandwich. You got to read the prompt.
It's the whole thing.
Arby's new dead fetus sandwich.
$5 for $5.
Come on, do it. I dare you.
Hit it.
I love that. Not bad.
Oh, man. I'm so high in the hot bars.
Samuel L. is ripped right now. He's swinging from the chandelier.
I'm going blind. In the hot box.
He's on.
I like it better with my eyes closed.
Yeah, man. I need to clean the inside of my car. It always, like, completely fogs out.
Yeah.
Blunt 16. Woo.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Woof. Yep. A little toasty.
That's not
you.
Even the standard. We kind of just, that's just kind of what we've been doing lately. We don't even have to smoke this much, but it's just fun.
We at first were liking the competitive nature of it just because then it kind of forces some kind of tension into the mix, you know?
I didn't know that.
Okay. Huh?
I didn't know we wanted to enforce tension.
I'm sorry, I was nodding off. What were you saying?
We were enforcing tension, making it a contest.
Yeah.
Who can last longest? How many blunts can you?
Honey,
are you up for?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we both like laughed. Like, it's just like, oof.
I don't know.
Heavy. I mean,
we were finishing this guy, and then pretty zonked out myself, to be honest. Yeah.
Oof. Oh, boy.
But I'll tell you what, like, here's the thing, like, I'm down to like, hold it out in here for a while.
So, oh, yeah, man.
But I will tell you, that moment when we get to open those doors.
Oh, it's sweet.
It's
great. It's like, do you remember your birth?
First breath of fresh air?
It's kind
of
like that. Kind of like that.
It's a horrible memory.
On my phone. You want to watch it?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. People are going to have more videos of their births. That's
people are going to have serious videos.
Yeah, and
of
they're
going to
be shooting it,
see
too.
That.
Coming out of the moon, like.
Just iPhone video.
Doctor, you got a better view. Can you hold it?
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed if my birth was, like, vertical iPhone resolution. Like, 20 by fucking 450. That'd be fucking terrible.
Birth canal.
Yeah.
I bet they see that all the time. I bet they see that, like, an aunt or an uncle just pulls it out.
Yeah.
His dick? Don't pull it up. Out. Put it away, man. Come on.
So
acting, guys. Acting. I'm an actor.
Dude, you gotta be in this town. You gotta be everything in this town.
You gotta be willing to do a lot of bad things in this town.
Like a podcast.
Hey-o.
Every car is a cop car with these windows. With these windows,
it's like so smoky.
Every guy walking by, I think he's just going to bust through the window.
You don't have to really worry about that in California, right?
Not.
I'm illegal. I have a
card. Yeah, me too.
I have a card. It's totally illegal.
The thing is like...
I can run faster than three of you. Yeah. I'm guessing.
I mean,
but if I don't have a card and you guys do, we'll still be fine, right? Because this is like,
oh yeah,
they were smoking. I'm just hanging out.
Also, I never drive the car if I can, you know. So it's like I'm not operating a vehicle. I'm technically just
keys
smoking. Yeah, they're not in the ignition.
In Ohio, if the keys are in the ignition, you count as driving.
Yeah.
Right. So keys out of ignition.
Keys out of the ignition. I'm illegal. This is for medical purposes.
We probably couldn't be closer to a DMV right now. I think we should have these things figured out.
Yeah.
Oh man. Is that paranoia setting in, I guess? That's usually what happens.
No, I'll tell you the truth. Like, I agree. Like, in California,
I don't think it matters.
They have bigger stuff to worry about than this.
Like, there's no
That's
way.
The big thing, but...
But if I was in Ohio, sure.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Right now, at this point, parked on a busy street in Ohio. Fun talking to the police.
Fuck you guys. Yeah.
It's true, though. Like, you have to... Man, like, I used to... I grew up in Baltimore. I hated when people would be like, yeah, let's just smoke in the car. Let's just sit in the parking lot smoking in the car. Yeah. I knew way too many people who got popped that way.
Yeah. It wasn't something that I would ever do back home. Not in a million years. Like, this kind of thing, almost.
I know kids who did, though. Like, they're stupid about it.
Yeah. Also knew kids who were... I don't know. There's... Thank God, it's a promised land.
There's a comedian back in D.C. named John Muma, and he accidentally smoked a bong in a police parking lot.
That guy's little.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there's maybe, like, one or two hits left. You can...
I think it'd be too hard to find a cop out here... Who hasn't smoked weed in his life, let alone in general now at this point almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's a better drug. It's I was at a cannabis cup yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is Kid Cudi there?
Probably. Maybe.
Dude, I've been going to Kid Cudi's party on Monday night.
Holy shit, really?
You going tomorrow?
No, probably not. Because I've had a 3-day weekend. I can't get it. But, No, that guy, this guy, knows, like, or, like, I don't know what, he's a promoter and a comedy show producer, and he just was like, hey, you want to go to this party? You go through, it's really crazy, it's at this place called in Hollywood, and you go up these stairs, and you empty into a little room, and it looks like there's nowhere to go, and then a chick opens the closet, spreads with the shirts, and you go through, the back of the closet opens up into a catwalk above a little club.
Oh my God.
That's nuts. I'm gonna have to bleep all of that out, but that's dope.
That's beyond the coolest fucking shit.
But dude, you should, but the thing is, there was a huge fight the first time I went, too.
You got it.
There was a huge fight, and, like, Kid Cudi broke it up. Like his bodyguards were in there, but Kid Cudi finally stepped in and just told the guy, he's like, get the fuck out, man.
Kid Cudi.
Jeez. Wow. Like, yeah, dude, I was, like, 2 feet away.
I love Cudi. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It was just one of those, just like...
That's like, who was it, Gosling, who broke up the fight? Or something like that. That is like way back, like lived in Skid Row or something like that, but broke up that fight.
Yeah, shit. That's right.
A little different, I mean, high-end club, Kid Cudi, but still. Shit, man, that's like...
Yeah, you probably should bleep all that out, though.
Yeah, I'll just bleep out the where, and then it'll just be usher. But like, that's so crazy. Like, the thing that baffles me is the stuff like that club, the place with the closet... And through there, you go into a catwalk. It's like...
Yeah, it was like...
The imagination of some of this shit. It's so impractical, but that's what makes it cool.
It was, well, like, it was Narnia with Hollywood club kids and expensive drinks. Yeah, like, that's what it was.
Seriously, I mean, no signs, back alleys, like, you know, fucking warehouse, you know, underground,
it cool,
wherever.
Man. It's like...
It's just, I love that that's sort of the direction they're going now, beyond anything practical or, I don't know. It's ridiculous. I want to go to a club through a goddamn closet. Hell yeah.
The thing is I think it's a normal place on most nights.
But the normal closet, a normal family lives there.
Well, no. Like, I mean, it's like a normal club or like a normal bar environment. I think just sometimes they close off the main doors in the downstairs just to make it this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The closet. But, like, I do feel like it has normal nights where they just open the downstairs and you just don't even see what's going on up there.
Yeah, that's probably... It's...
I've heard of it as a place. When he told me it was there, I was just like, oh, I've almost gone to that place before.
Yeah, probably Hollywood's not a very magical place. Mm-hmm. Seedy, real, mm-hmm. gross. Filled that's with true. BD. Mm-hmm. 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 That's Hildy. That's Hildy throwing in her 2 cents.
Yeah. She's still in the hot box.
She's still in the hot box.
How you holding up, man?
I'm so high. Yeah.
We got blunt number four.
That was the point.
We've had a lot of celebrities come in the hot box tonight. A lot of hot ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. Samuel Jackson, a lot of hot ladies.
Yeah. You're driving for blunt number four?
We got about maybe one more minute.
Doing a project.
Well, let's see who else we can get in the hot box. You want to see who else you can get in the hot box?
I'm really curious as to who else we can get in the hot box.
Who else can we get in the hot box?
Hey, I'm mine.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
This place is full of mines.
Look at that guy. Jeez.
There's
climbing
like
a rope.
400 mimes coming in right now.
He's climbing a rope.
This is insane.
Hey, guys, it's me, Luke Wilson. Is that a mime climbing a rope?
Hey, it's me. Owen Wilson.
Hey, brother.
Hey, Luke, what's going on, man?
Not too much, man. I'm just, I'm making, trying to do things, man.
I'm trying to do things, too.
That's great, man.
Oh, that's so great.
We should do more movies together.
Yeah,
people will never get sick
Holy
of us.
Holy shit. Wilson Brothers, this is Russell Crowe.
Did you see
that Charlie Chaplin, the blind performer, just walked in?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
My God, what a legend.
He's so funny.
He's really amazing,
He's
man.
He's so great.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Hey, Luke Wilson, it's me, Alex Hooper. Do you remember when we met at that restaurant in Venice? Oh, yeah, man. We were waiting outside the bathroom. And you told me that joke. And I was like, yeah, that was me. It's funny, man. Funny.
Thanks, Luke Wilson. That's awesome. That's what I want you to say. That's a big...
Really nice
Freddie Prinze Jr. told me I was funny once at the Ice House. Now Luke Wilson? I mean, this is pretty huge for me.
Holy shit.
All the hot spots here.
Oh, my God.
You can die happy knowing you've got the 2 endorsements you need to get into heaven.
Yeah. You're like 1 Doritos endorsement away from everything.
Dude, I'm gonna need another Kool-Aid jammer. How many of those do we have?
Yeah, how many more jammers do we have?
We've got 2 more Kool-Aid jammers.
And I have a water bottle in here as well.
Oh man.
Getting ready to crash from the sugar rush.
Yeah. Dude, seriously.
This is the best lunch ever.
Yeah, and other things.
Right?
Do we wanna keep smoking? I mean,
number four.
First try.
It's the last one. First try, all it took was a bit of practice and 3 blunts.
See, I like this upside down shit.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Change your life.
We're teaching
number four, man.
But we had to at least do 4.
Oh, this is a home stretch. This is a home stretch.
And then we get a half hour of just...
OT. That's OT.
Yeah, overtime. Anything after an hour
is all good.
No.
You could also pull the plug. You're not even smoking. Not even smoking right now. Coughing.
I know, dude. It hurts.
No, it's a full hit.
The breath you take.
Oh, man.
Thanks for stopping by, Sting.
I remember doing this at an end of the year party, senior year of high school, out in like the middle of a field somewhere. And I remember we got out of the car, and everyone around, like 40 people, just started applauding and smoked. Like, from the car.
I love that effect to just...
That's not going to happen here, but yeah, that sounds cool.
Why doesn't that happen?
Because all our fans were scared away by the mimes. We're still around.
And that Asian guy.
I really wish they would go away. One of them's rubbing me inappropriately right now.
Oh, hello.
You're talking now. Mime, are you Japanese, Mime?
Oh, hello.
I didn't guess with the makeup.
I am me.
Oh, it's a geisha mime.
Hola.
Oh, never mind. It's a Spanish. It's a Spanish. I'm calling it an itch. That's horribly offensive.
It's shape change. It's shape shifting. It's a shapeshifter.
It's reptilian.
Yeah.
Go on YouTube. You guys like Alex Jones? Any Alex Jones fans here?
Who is that? Who's Alex? That's such a vague name.
Yeah, I'll take
it could be
that.
A baseball player.
Yeah.
It could
He's
be.
He's the guy that yelled at Piers Morgan about taking his guns.
Oh, God.
And it would bring in like 1776.
Holy shit.
Did you see that? When the guy yelled at Piers Morgan?
No.
It was like viral for a couple days.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh man,
I've been too hooked on this the Harlem Shake meme.
That's too much. Equal importance on the internet. That's right, awesome. Yeah. There's so much of everything. Everything is just as important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I recently discovered this site called Craigslist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a couple days ago. Have you guys heard of this? You seen this? You heard about this?
Yeah. It probably just came about.
It's a crazy site where you can buy discounted sports tickets. Really cool. I mean, really just incredible.
I've made some shady deals on Craigslist. I sold concert tickets myself on Craigslist. Ultra. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you guys went to Ultron?
Nope.
I sold the ticket.
For like double what he paid for it.
Yeah, pre-sale. Just ended up not wanting to go. But... That was a thing in Miami. The whole club scene.
Oh, sure,
ecstasy,
of course.
Electro, like music shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I hear you, man.
Well,
pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. We, you know, had our taste of it. Way too poor to do it more full-time like most people do.
Yeah,
but,
man.
That's for just the lucky few born kids.
Sure.
Get to go.
I mean, you can't just dance every night.
I mean, I dance every night, but just... Not in less acceptable places.
The lesser, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just dirty dancing.
I'm going to see Swedish House Mafia on March 9th. It's their third to last show ever.
Holy shit.
It's going to be, and it's outside in downtown LA.
Holy shit.
It's my favorite place to see shows. It's called LA Historic State Park. It's in Chinatown. I go, like, that's where they have, like, hard... And like FYF Fest and stuff like that.
Can you sneak me in your book bag?
Yeah.
If I chop you up into pieces, maybe.
Still on board. Still not on board.
As long as his ears are intact.
I can lose a lot of limb. You know, there's some nubby torso left.
They're all useless anyway. They don't do much.
That's going to be... It's like a whole thing. There's like two stages and like a bunch of different people coming.
Holy shit.
Yeah. My girlfriend got me the tickets like as a... Christmas present or something.
She feeds you well, and Christmas you get presents. Christmas presents.
Yeah, Hooper.
You lucky bastard.
Like the, oh man, like the one.
She's pretty good.
She sounds like the one.
Let alone, you know,
it's been a long time. I've been with her for like 6 years.
Well, let alone when you know what girls are like in LA, and Frosty just, blah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think we're doing this hotbox right now? Let's all be honest.
There's one rule.
I am trying to get laid.
Yes, of course. Oh my god.
You can use your phone.
Well, these ladies keep coming. I don't see how one happens.
Propositioning us. That's why we all try to be accomplished, do things, build things.
Definitely sunglasses time.
Why'd you take them off if they did anything to begin with?
Because it wasn't that smoky.
I'm just trying to power through it.
We're home stretch, man. This is tough shit. This is when my eyes, I start crying at this point.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
It helps.
I can't do it.
Help.
So how about as soon as that thing's out,
bust
open these doors. Like a celebration.
I don't know what it is, but this feels like the smokiest hot box.
This has definitely been.
This is the hottest house.
It's a heat wave.
Yeah. It's a heat wave. Yeah.
I mean, the rule, I mean, you can pull the plug when, oh, jeez, don't blow right in my face. The smoke, don't blow smoke in my face.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to blow it.
Okay, I mean, you can pull the plug whenever you want, man. John and I technically can't.
We refuse to
ever,
but.
We're almost there.
We got this almost there, man.
As soon as that thing's done, Let's bust open the celebration. You know what I mean?
There's quite a bit left. There's no, it's a quarter left, man.
We got 5 more minutes on that thing.
Yeah. Okay.
We
bust
open these doors.
That's it. 5 more minutes. Come on now. 5 more minutes.
Power. It's become an endurance test.
Yeah.
This is the last point two of that marathon.
This is where I'm going to start playing the Days of Thunder.
Yeah. This isn't fun anymore, Somebody's going to...
I don't want to do this.
People are going to start freaking... Somebody's going to freak out on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Just like 30 minutes in, a lightweight just... That's the thing. This is a pretty heavy barrier to entry. 4 blunts? Jesus.
Have you had any girls on this podcast?
I'd like to eventually. The thing is, the bar was kind of set at 4 blunts.
Yeah.
One every 15 minutes.
That's very true.
I think it's a little excessive.
I mean.
But.
Because I don't want this podcast to turn people away.
when you suggested Chase Bernstein, I laughed out loud when I saw. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
She would never be able to survive in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can barely breathe. Like, that's even bad enough. You get stoned as hell just sitting, probably.
It's not even stoned. It's probably toxic at this point. There's less smoke. Or there's less air than there's...
Less oxygen, more just monoxides.
Still over the door. There's so little left.
No, we're almost there. Almost there.
I can't even see.
I know.
Power through it, man.
Like, this is insane. There's a legitimate amount of, like, cloud space between the front and the back seat.
Oof.
This is rough.
I don't know why it's so...
I don't know why my car is so airtight today. Don't puke in my car, Hilby. Puke in the Doritos bag. We've almost eaten them. That was the Doritos one stipulation.
Kill it.
All right.
Kill it.
All right, power through this guy.
Yeah, I would say that's the end.
As soon as that thing...
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure being with you guys. Monday, February 25th, I'll be at What's Up Tiger Lily. Check me out.
Yeah.
As soon as that thing is done.
This will probably be released after this, but on the 27th, I'll be at Meltdown.
Get to your time machines, everybody, and go see these guys. Open the door whenever you want, man. This is kid. This is all right.
As soon as
that's done,
it's out.
All right, we're out.
Pull the plug, man.
Done. Get out, everybody.
Is it open? The doors are open.
Yeah.
All right, and that was the first episode of the Hot Box, guys. I really hope you enjoyed it. That was about as long as we could last in the car. It got unbearable those last maybe 15 minutes. Just total gas chamber. Couldn't see really well. Couldn't even talk. Very hard to be funny. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We had a blast making it. Again, thanks so much to Alex Hooper for coming out. Check him out at the Meltdown Show at Meltdown Comics, February 27th. Also, check out Travis Irvine at What's Up Tiger Lily, February 25th. And just thanks so much, guys, for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I can't wait to do a million of these. It's so much fun. Special thanks to our sponsors, Kool-Aid Jammers and Doritos. Gotta love our fake sponsors. You guys are the best. Thanks for listening, guys. Keep listening. Keep subscribing to the Hot Box every Friday. Love it. Later, guys. Bye.